You guys all ready? I was thinking. I scratched my head when I'm thinking. Just on a personal note, I eat a light breakfast on Thursday mornings because Gigi makes she's a great cook, runs our kitchen. She makes the best chicken wings ever, and Thursday is Chicken Wing Thursday. So I'm a little hungry and excited about the wings here in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Doing some Wednesday pizza the media gets for some Thursday wings?
No, I don't. Wednesdays, I don't eat pizza, but I do eat wings on Thursday.
Key to the 5-0 start?
Pardon me? It has nothing to do with that. I think there's a bunch of guys that just finished walking through that are a big key to that.
What stood out to you so far in Sam's time here and why he's been able to have such success?
I think there's a number of things, but if you get right down to it, it's his experiences in the past. You know, you're not dealing with a young guy who's seeing things for the first time. When we get ready to play somebody and start looking at the defense, he's very comfortable understanding what people are trying to do, how they're trying to do it. He understands attacking personnel rather than just running plays. He's an experienced player. And then, obviously, you tie that together with his really, really good talent. I mean, outstanding talent. And he's been unbelievably accurate, and he gets the ball out of his hand real quick. So I think it's been a good match for our group.
Or was there one completion or maybe a touchdown or something that illustrates his accuracy and why it's over 70% this year?
Well, in my mind, there's no question because it's a highlight reel throw, and it's as good a throw as I've been around. A touchdown to Diggs in the Green Bay game. Off the play action, and the corner actually undercuts it, and Sam's getting hit as he throws it, and you can't throw a more perfect pass, and it's not a 8-yard pass. It's a 30-yard pass up the field to the back of the end zone. So that it was a pretty incredible play, and those plays end up being the difference in winning and losing.
How many times would you say a perfect pass is executed in a game or by?
Well, I mean, I'm not one for superlative, so to me that was as good as it gets. There's a lot of throws that you make that, you know, you should make when a guy is running free, and then there's those special plays where that very few people can make, that when you're getting pressure, you're getting hit, it's tight coverage, and you manage to complete it, and you don't put your team at risk.
Some of those run pass option things you guys have been doing, are those things that you hadn't played with before, or some of those kind of come from Pat's offense that Sam ran in Philadelphia?
Well, I'll just tell you, I would say most of the things that we're running, we've been running for a long time. There's no question. The combination, I say it, the combination, we lean on everybody on the offensive staff, and the things that Pat has brought from Philly, the things that Tony's brought from his background, Kevin Stefanski is really good with our short yardage, our inside the red zone running game. So I think this is a total group effort. But, you want to have the flexibility to attack a defense. And, that's one thing I'll tell you, Sam. It's we've given him a lot because he can handle it.
Are you a fan of the Wildcat?
I'm a fan of anything that gives the defense problems and ends up being productive. You know, things that give the defense problem and you don't execute well, I'm not a big fan of. But to me, whatever you're doing, whether it's empty, it's no huddle, it's gone, it's wildcat, it's up to the players. If they execute it right, then it's good football. And, I know, and part of it is Coach Zimmer's input. He knows certain things that are a headache to prepare for, so we're trying to do those things too.
Norv, what did you think of Taylor Heinicke's first day of practice yesterday, and how would you assess the chances that he'll end up on the 53-man roster later this year?
Well, the first part of the question I can answer, he's every time Taylor comes out and gets going, he's impressive, and the players really take to him, because they see him throw the ball, and he throws the ball extremely well. The other part of the question obviously has to do with how our roster is shaped, and then Coach Zimmer's decisions in terms of how we're going to go with that.
Looked like maybe he hadn't missed a beat. Was he rusty after not having practiced
well,
so long?
Well, the throws he's making are against air, or they're the, you know, he's been Philadelphia's quarterback. So I don't spend a lot of time evaluating rust or not rust, but he can throw the football, and he's extremely accurate. And he's a lucky guy to now to be here with Sean and be here with Sam. It's you know, you just you grow from being around guys like that, and you can't explain. I mean, I can't explain how valuable that opportunity is for a young quarterback.
Has anything about Thielen's development surprised you?
No. Like I've said, when Adam's gotten opportunities, he's been productive all the way back to 2 years ago. You know, he's grown and become a lot more consistent player. He's a great example of why these guys do the off-season work and do all the lifting and running conditioning in season, because he's gotten stronger, he's gotten quicker, and he's gotten faster. And I attribute that to the off-season program, the way he's committed to it, the way he works.
Harvey, you've had so many games where one receiver seems like a focal point in one game and another guy. And is that just based on matchups, or how do you kind of divvy that up?
It's you know, I think it's a really a compliment to our receivers, because I don't think we go into a game saying this guy is going to be the guy today. I think they all know they have to be ready, and when your number is called, be productive with it. Obviously, Adam's big day came because Diggs couldn't play, and he played the role of Diggs and played it pretty good. You know, Kyle's had a couple big days, and that's where we've gotten people to back off a little bit and play coverage because we're making plays on the outside.
How much of a difference do you think it would be to get Diggs back for this week?
It's I think we were just talking about it. It's a big difference. I mean, he's obviously a very good player, and he attracts attention. If a team decides to put an emphasis on him or put their best player on him, it opens up things for everyone else. And obviously, when he gets singled up, he's had very good production.
How often would you say he gets singled up, and how often does he attract that, you know, over the top coverage?
Well, he got singled up when he had the big game a lot against the Giants, and then, you know, to me, it's after that. It's how a team's going to play you. He missed the Houston game. He might have got more attention that game. So we'll see as we go forward. All right. Okay. Thanks.